This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I would just say, man, you got to, it's going to be some dark days, you know, going through rehab, but, you know, just keep pushing and keep fighting. That's the only thing that held me. I didn't know if I was going to have another contract or have another day, because when those things start happening in your career, you know, opportunities start to swindle. So going out on the field and practicing it for one, but also just watching, you know, a lot of film. I watch a lot of Jerry Rice. I watch a lot of other guys in the league, you know, even Zay Flowers himself. But you got to be a student of the game, and, you know, I'm blessed to be a student of the game. I love it, and I'm always trying to find different ways to tip off, you know, the DBs. I would definitely say, you know, being on the practice field with him and playing on the game with him and being able to, you know, spend time with him on the field, that's part of, you know, playing with Lamar Jackson, and you got to be on the field to learn it. So definitely have gotten used to it, so hopefully, you know, keeping growing there.
Good work day today. Guys, a tough day. This is an important week for us to try to improve and get better. But the guys were very intentional about trying to do their best and get better today. So we'll be on to tomorrow. We'll be in shells.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday after the Ravens back at practice Saturday, Sunday. Preseason opener was Thursday, as we've talked about. Last week, getting ready for the upcoming season with great expectations. But I guess after a shaky Saturday, practice-wise, according to reports, I wasn't there. I was in Chincoteague, Virginia. But a shaky Saturday, it sounded like, anyway, John Harbaugh was satisfied with what he saw at one winning try.
Yeah, I thought yesterday, I didn't go Saturday, I went yesterday. And I thought yesterday's practice was good. I thought the intensity was very good. They did a lot of, you know, compete drills and stuff. And I thought it was offensively some good, some bad, periods-wise. You know, sometimes the offense was good. But then, you know what I'm saying to myself? I said, you know, I said, I wish the offense would have been more consistent throughout the whole day. But then I'm saying, you know what? If they are, that means the defense isn't doing all that good. And it's always ones-on-one. So, you know, the defense won some and the offense won some. To me, that's what happens when you got two good sides of the ball. So thought that was good. But I thought, you know, we heard Rashad Bateman there. I thought Bate had a hell of a day yesterday. He did a one-on-one route against Wiggins. Did a stutter go. What's a stutter go? Wiggins was right up on him, and I think Wiggins thought that he was going to run, you know, an out cut. So Bate goes off about 12 yards, kind of stutters like he's going to run the out, then takes off right away. And he was open on a deep route. Nice throw by Lamar. He was open by 4 or 5 yards. It was a hell of a route. It was, you know, because his body control is so good. And then I thought, you know, in 7-on-7 and team, he caught a couple deep balls. He caught some nice crossing routes. He just seems like so confident the way he's playing. You know, he's catching the ball in his hands. He's running great routes, great body control running routes. And he looks really, really good. And listening to him on the interview, he just seems like a much more mature, confident guy than he has in the past, even when he was talking to the media.
Before we get back to Bateman, let's go back to the offense versus defense sort of thing. What's better? I mean, would you prefer to see the offense click against the D? Or would you like to? Because in many, many years in the Ravens' history, now 30 seasons, defense would just kick their asses. Because they were always that much better than the offense. But now, would you like to see more of a draw? Offenses are always slower, I guess, to ramp up for whatever reason, because you're not as physical, blah, blah, blah. I don't really know. But would you rather see the defense still dominate or the offense start to, you know, exploit things for their own benefit because you're not filming anything? That is prohibited at one winning drive. So the only people watching it are media and fans that are in attendance. What would you prefer to see? The offense do their damage or the defense continue to show that, hey, you know, we're still the bullies on the block here?
I kind of like that both, you know, kind of have their periods. It's not like, you know, one dominates the whole practice. No, because like at the beginning of practice, the offense completing balls, doing a hell of a job. Then the defense kind of picked it up, you know, and Armour Davis knocking balls down. And, you know, so I kind of like that both sides have a chance to win some plays. Malachi Starks had a nice interception on the one-on-one, made a nice play on the ball. You know, so I like where both guys, both sides are competitive. Both sides have, you know, they're good, they're bad. Because then, you know what, when you go in with film and stuff, you know, hey, we're not perfect. We still got a lot of things that we need to work on. Same offensively. We're not there yet. We still got to do these types of things. But, you know, Zay and Bateman yesterday, I thought were really nice, really good. And I thought Lamar, you know, made some really nice throws. Now, the two other, Rush and Leary, I mean, Bob, I mean, it doesn't, I can't tell the difference between the two, which is not a good thing, you know. And it's like, you know, when something isn't, usually like a bad, real bad throw or something, it's like, which one of them was that? Because it's usually not Lamar. Although Saturday, it sounded like Lamar had a couple picks.
Now, with Bateman, getting back to him, and he talked about in the opening montage there. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. By the way, here on this Monday, Bob, Eddie, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, get to the Orioles here in a second, drop a 2 out of 3 from the A's. But Bateman talking about his growing relationship with Lamar Jackson. We can go back, and Nolan, you get in here if you want. Remember they were in France or whatever the hell it was at the same time, and neither knew the other was there, creating kind of a fake narrative because, of course, you can't believe everything you read on social media, but we've seen them kind of get copacetic. I go back to one instance where maybe they weren't, not to harp on the negative, the AFC Championship game. When Bateman was wide open down the sideline, and Lamar threw in the triple coverage to Likely, and he got picked off in the end zone. I'm guessing now there might be more of a trust factor, which would lead him to maybe look more to bait, as they refer to him, out of camp. In that situation, not just, you know, going to the old reliable standby that he's used to. And at that time, Likely had really burst on because Andrews got hurt.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Bob. And I still recall, you know, like a deep route down the left sidelines in one of the games, and he way overthrows him, and just the body language, you could tell, like, head shaking, like, what the hell? You know, you know, I'm wide open and you can't hit me, and, you know, frustration. That's, you know, shoulders dropped. That whole year, it kind of seemed like that, and then goes to the basically to the play that you're talking about, which kind of finished the year that he didn't have the trust to throw it to him. Now, if he's run that wheel right, he's throwing it to Bateman. You know, it's probably going to be a touchdown. I think that has totally, I mean, they talk all the time now, you know, and then last year, Bob, I mean, Bate gets a touchdown. Who's sprinting down there jumping on him? Lamar. You know, so I think it has grown tremendously. And the thing about it is both of them benefited greatly from it. You know, I mean, Bate got paid, and Lamar benefits from the play because, you know, when you're a quarterback and your receiver makes plays, it's just like, you know, an outfielder. What does a pitcher do, Bob? Like when Mullins made that diving, he tipping his hat to him.
Sure.
You know, same type thing as a quarterback. You make a great catch for him or whatever. You're like, I'm throwing to him, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think Lamar's in a great place, I think, with all his weapons right now.
Or if you're an outfielder that's in the wrong spot, you let a gapper get in, then the pitcher's going to be where to bleep were you. Nolan, what do you think? Bateman last year, breakout season, got paid. 9 touchdowns, had the big playoff game against Buffalo. The Lamar, Rashad Bateman, communication issues are a thing in the past. But Bateman, does he level up to the number one receiver route? No pun intended. Or is that still Zay Flowers when it's all said and done here? Or does it even bleep and matter at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't surprise me if he even took like a step back in terms of yardage just because of how many mouths there are to feed in this offense. I don't think it would be the result of him necessarily having a bad season. I'm more interested in the touchdowns part of it. To rack up 9 last year, really become a go-to guy in the red zone. And, you know, look, there's speed with Zay Flowers, but when you're trying to get the deep ball going with this team, it seems like Bateman may be the more capable deep ball guy just because of his size and his height. So very interested to see if he can still be the go-to guy in the red zone. Of course, Mark Andrews is going to command reps there, Isaiah likely, but if he just keeps doing what he did last year, even if the yardage drops a little bit, I think that's more than enough for them.
And you know where Bateman made a lot of plays is that I think he's kind of learned when Lamar's scrambling around, it seems like Bates in the middle of the field or, you know, he finds Bateman, you know, they have like that connection, you know, and he's probably easier to see than Zay Flowers is when he's scrambling around too. But the thing with Bateman is such, and the stats will prove it out, his separation is as good as there is in the league. He can separate. He can get open. And that's why I think Bate, a lot of his play, he gets those slant routes because he can get open quick. So I tend to maybe agree with you a little bit, Nolan, that yardage-wise, but
756 last
year. Yeah, but I think if they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's going to be their deeper guy. You know, it's not going to be D-Hop. The only one it could be would be like if Tez Walker kind of gets more action, but I don't think he will initially. But Bateman will be the guy, deep crossers and that. Where Bateman gets more yards if his yak improves.
Right, but would it surprise anybody, say, if I likely and Bateman flip their stat line? Like, we all want to see more out of likely, and we expect more out of him, but everyone can't go up.
They were similar in catches, 42 to 45, likely 42, Bateman 45. By the way, of his 45 catches, 35 resulted in first downs and then 9 touchdowns. And then But he averaged almost 17 yards of reception, to your point, Benny, where if there's a big play dude, he might be the guy. If you want to get in, you can. Point is, Rashad Bateman no longer an issue.
No.
Health permitting for the Ravens. Orioles lose 2 out of 3 to the A's after winning the opener. Brandon Young, they're trying to serve you a starting rotation spot on a silver platter. You don't want it? He even said a sock for, you know, to paraphrase after the game. Yesterday, Keegan Hagen blew the save. Orioles were 1 for 9 with runners in scoring position. So the woes of the offense continue on. Now playing out the string, but still looking pretty intriguing. Gunner's on fire. Adley's playing well. Westberg hit his 14th homer yesterday. So they're still Kobe Mayo seems way more comfortable in his baseball skin, major league anyway. So that's good to see. Now Seattle comes to town. And how good are the Mariners? We'll tell you when we come back. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Vinny and Haney on this Monday. Ravens back in practice today, 1:15. Dallas looming on Saturday night in Big D, preseason game number 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.